Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There is a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. Your passion for architecture will exceed your expectations when you have a thriving business to fuel that passion. Build a better business, be a better architect. Well, a thriving business starts with planning for profit. Download your free course, Profit for Small Firm Architects, at entrearchitect.com/free course. You are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, and this is episode 200. Welcome back to the Entree Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, whether you're in the process of launching a startup, or you might be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference, this podcast is for you. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. Well, the Entree Architect community is growing larger and more powerful every day. And this podcast is seeing the results of your power. Entree Architect Podcast is now being downloaded more than 30,000 times every month. Yes, 30,000. And that progress and that impact that we're making is no doubt directly related to you, the Entree Architect community. This is episode 200 and the final episode of 2017. The new year is only days away from this episode going live. So happy new year. Happy new year. I wish you a very happy new year. And I hope that you have had a fantastic 2017. And I am so excited about 2018. It's going to be a great year for all of us. Maybe the best year ever. I know there's lots going on in the world that may make you think otherwise, but here is a little bit of advice. Focus on the things on which you have direct control. Focus on the things on which you have direct control. There are only a handful of opportunities that we have that direct influence. Your family, your friends, your business. You only have a short time here. You only have a short time here on Earth. Every week, there's only 168 hours. You need to remind yourself of that every day. Let's work together to ensure that we maximize our influence on the things that matter most. Love, learn, and share. Adopt these three words as your mantra. Love, learn, and share. If you do that, if you adopt those words, 2018 will most certainly be your best year ever. So let's celebrate. Let's celebrate a successful 2017 and let's crush 2018 together. So today I am celebrating. I am celebrating a year of growth here at Entree Architect, the best year ever as far as growth goes throughout the platform, all throughout the platform, social media, on the website, everything has grown, but most specifically, right here at the Entree Architect Podcast. So today, celebrate with me. Let's celebrate the success of this podcast, your podcast. Today, I'm going to share your top five most popular episodes of Entree Architect Podcast for 2017. This episode of Entree Architect Podcast is supported by our platform sponsors, FreshBooks, BQE Software, Arcat, and Gusto. And I'm going to share a little bit more about each one of these companies later in the show. But before we get started here, just take a quick note. Just take a quick note. Go grab a pencil and schedule some time this week. I really want you to do this. Go grab a pencil, schedule some time this week to go visit each one of them. FreshBooks, BQE Software, Arcat, and Gusto, and let them know that you appreciate them for supporting us, the Entree Architect community. So let's do this. Let's get right into it. Let's get into the top five Entree Architect podcast episodes of 2017. These are your top five podcast episodes based on number of downloads through the year 2017. We're going to go from number five back to number one. So we're going to do a countdown of the top five episodes. And we're going to start off with number five with 5,988 downloads in 2017. It's episode 175 with Michael Kilkelly with the Entree Architect series. Michael Kilkelly is a principal at Space Command, an architecture and consulting firm in Middletown, Connecticut. He's also the founder of ArcSmarter. You may know that site. It's over at arcsmarter.com, a website dedicated to helping architects work smarter, not harder. Go check it out at arcsmarter.com. And before moving to Connecticut, Michael was based in LA, and he was an associate with Gary and Partners, and he worked on several high-profile projects, including New York by Gary and Guggenheim. And it was a super inspiring episode. I can definitely see why it's a top five episode. Much of Michael's work today at Space Command is collaborating still with Frank Gehry and Partners on the firm's East Coast project. So he's based in Connecticut. Gehry's partnership is based on the West Coast. And so they work with Michael at Space Command to do a lot of the work that they're working on the East Coast. And so he talks all about that in episode 175. It is a really, really interesting episode. And ArcSmarter, his website, it's a site where he has courses and information on how to be more productive, how to be more effective using digital tools. So check out arcsmarter.com. Definitely worth the trip over there. I want to get also into the Entree Architect series, the Entrepreneur Architect series. That was new for 2017, right? And so this episode, 175, is one of many episodes in a series of episodes called the Entrepreneur Architect series. You can search for that. And that's a new series that we started doing in 2017. A dozen, maybe two dozen architects. Each episode was from a series where we interviewed with a member of the Entree Architect community. We learned a bit about each person, and then we asked them all the same questions, right? So we talked about goals and how we achieved them. We talked about the big aha moments, right? Something in their careers or their lives that sort of shifted the way they think. An aha moment. So I these are questions that I ask everybody in the series. So what makes this series so interesting is that you hear a couple dozen architects answer the same questions, right? So they go through their origin story, which I ask everybody because I find that super interesting to find out where people came from and how they got to architecture. And so the first thing they all do in the Entrepreneur Architect series is to share their origin story, and then they go through the same questions that everybody else does in this series. Goals, aha moments, what's one thing that makes them unique in the marketplace? We talk about fees and what makes them happy and the best advice that they've ever gotten, and maybe some personal habits they all have. And then we ask for a recommended book and a recommended app, and then we wrap things up with a parting piece of guidance, right? So it's a super interesting series. It's interesting to listen to them back to back to back if you want to sort of download them all and listen to them in a series. It'd be really, really interesting. The people I interviewed for this series are mostly people I interact with regularly online as a member of the Entree Architect community. I use the term, I want to explain that a little bit. I use the term Entree Architect community. You probably heard me say that a lot. The people I talk about in the Entree Architect community is you. It describes all the small firm architects from around the world who have come together online at the blog, here on the podcast, all throughout social media. More specifically, LinkedIn. LinkedIn has over 17,000 members on our private LinkedIn group, and much more, even more interactively, not as many members, but on the Facebook group, the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. We have an Entree Architect Facebook page, which is the organization page, but the Facebook group, the private group, you can go to entrearchitect.com/group. That group has more than 2,300 members. They are all architects. They are they have to request membership, so we know they're all architects. And that is the most powerful group on social media for small firms. That's it, period, none. There are no more powerful groups than that. The conversations that happen in there every day, you post a question and you'll get 50 different answers of supportive, positive feedback. It is a group of supportive, positive people, encouraging people. There's no negativity. There's no solicitation. It is just a group of architects, small firm architects, who are all in the same boat, helping one another survive and thrive. And so that is the Entree Architect community. I loved learning about all of these people that I talk with and communicate with online. I loved hearing more about them on the show, in this series. So if you want to be part of that, you can. You can be part of that. You can come on the show with me. It's super easy. You can even reach out to some of the people that have already been on the show and ask how it was. It's easy. I'll send you the questions and we'll have a conversation and you can prepare for it and I'll walk you through it. It's super easy. It's just like hanging out with me with a casual conversation and just talking, answering some questions. So if you want to be on the show, you can email us at podcast@entrearchitect.com. Or you could find me all throughout social media. You can just reach out to me on social media and say, "Hey, Mark, I want to be on the podcast as a member of the Entree Architect community." I definitely want to do that. So you can also search Entree Architect anywhere on social media and you'll find me. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to chatting with you in 2018. So consider it. I really would really like to talk to you. Yeah, you listening to me right now. I want to talk to you because if you are listening to me, I want to know your story. And I want to share your story with the rest of the Entree Architect community. So Michael Kilkelly's episode 175, that's number 5 on the countdown here of the top 5 Entree Architect podcast episodes for 2017. Let's get into number 4. Number 4 with 6,025 downloads. This is an interesting one because this is actually a best of Entree Architect podcast episode. During the month of August, I take a sabbatical. I sort of shut everything down and I take off with my family for the month. And this year I did 4 or 5 best of episodes. So I went back into the archive and found the ones that I found were the most interesting. And I replayed 4 or 5 episodes. And this, number 4 at 6,025 downloads, just in 2017, is an episode from back in July of 2016, which is interesting. It's a 2016 episode. It's number 4 in 2017. It was originally published as episode 134. The best of episodes do not have numbers because I want to be honest with the number of episodes we've done. So the best of numbers don't have numbers. The best of episodes. This was August 25th. This was published, and it's How to Get Started as an Architect Developer with Declan Keefe, the founder of PlaceTailor. PlaceTailor is a design build firm based in Boston, Massachusetts. And this was a rerun of that August show, originally published in July of 2016 as episode 134. This episode was Declan's second time on the show. His first episode was also in July of 2016, so he was not back-to-back. Episode 130 he was on was the first time, and episode 130 he shared how to build an architecture firm that worked. He talked about his design build firm, and it's an employee-owned design build firm. Super interesting, episode 130. You might want to go back and check that one out as well. But this number four was a rerun of episode 134, which specifically focused on how to get started in design build. This is a question that I hear constantly. I hear so often throughout the Entree Architect community. So many architects have this dream of building their work, right? So we asked Declan to come and share how he started Place Taylor and how he grew Place Taylor into a successful design build firm. And he does development. So he talks about how he does development as well. They are designing, building, and owning their buildings. And so super interesting. It's one of my favorites as well. That's why I chose it as a best of episode. And it looks like you agree. It's number four. Number four in the countdown. So this is fun. I'm really liking to going back and seeing this. I never really do this. In order to prepare for this podcast episode, I went back into the stats to find out which episodes were the top five. It's so interesting to see which ones rise to the top here. Okay, let's take a quick break to say thank you to our platform sponsors here at Entree Architect. With their support, we can do what we're doing. So make sure you go reach out to them and say thank you. FreshBooks, Core by BQE Software, Arcat, and Gusto. FreshBooks makes it simple to send invoices, post your expenses automatically, track your time for your whole team by project, and get organized with reports, communication, and notifications. And my favorite feature in FreshBooks, I've said this over and over again, and I love it. It is the automated invoice reminders. And I think sending invoices and getting paid might be one of the biggest barriers to our success as entrepreneur architects, right? Because who has the time? Who has the time to send invoices out? Well, FreshBooks makes it so easy to send out invoices and get paid online with a click of a button. And when your client doesn't pay you on time, and how often is that, like forever, FreshBooks will send them, you know, a friendly email reminder automatically through a simple system that you control. Sign up free for 30 days, unrestricted, and get ready for the simplest way to be more productive, more organized, and most importantly, my favorite, get paid faster. Visit entrearchitect.com/FreshBooks to get access to FreshBooks for free. And be sure to enter Entree Architect in the How Did You Hear About Us section. One of the most often requested resources here at the Entree Architect community is project management software. How do we keep our projects and our people organized while we grow as entrepreneur architects? Well, today's podcast is sponsored by BQE Software. They're the makers of the award-winning BQE Core. I want you to try out Core. Core puts project management, business intelligence, billing, time, and expense tracking, and accounting all together on one intuitive, powerful platform. With its cloud platform and mobile apps, Core lets you manage people, projects, and profits from anywhere. And you can get a fully functional 15-day trial of Core. Go check it out. 15 free days. Go try it at entrearchitect.com/BQE. Arcat is a great tool for small firm architects. Arcat has huge libraries online of free content, CAD, BIM specifications, and much more. And they have done all the work for you. You need a spec? Click on over there, download the CSI three-part specification in multiple file formats, however you want it, they've got it, and it's free. How about CAD details or BIM objects? All free at the click of a mouse. Arcat has tons of building product content ready for you to use. It's all completely free, and you don't even have to register to download the content. It's there waiting for you. It makes your life so easy. And have you checked out their free collaboration tool, Charette? Charette is a tool for sharing and collaborating with your colleagues and clients in real time. And yes, it's free too. You can upload photos and files, share specs, product information directly from the Arcat database, as well as from anywhere else on the internet. Visit Arcat and click the Charette icon right there on the homepage. And like everything offered by Arcat, Charette, yes, Charette is free too. What is stopping you from going over to Arcat and checking out what they have? everything you need. It's sitting right there waiting for you. RCAT has it. Visit entrearchitect.com/RCAT, A-R-C-A-T. Payroll and benefits. Ah, that makes my spine hurt. Payroll and benefits are hard, especially when you're a small business like us small firm entrepreneur architects. You don't have time to be an expert in things like taxes and regulations. And old school payroll providers, they just don't get it. They aren't built the way that we work today. Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR easy for small businesses. Modern technology does all the heavy lifting, so it's easy for you to get it right. You no longer have to be a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and a great service for your team. To help support the Entree Architect podcast, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited time deal. And don't listen up. This is a great deal. Sign up today and you will get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. So go to entrearchitect.com/gusto, G-U-S-T-O, entrearchitect.com/gusto, and claim your free 3 months of Gusto. FreshBooks, BQE Software, RCAT, and Gusto. Please visit our platform sponsors today and thank them for supporting you, the Entree Architect community. Number three, let's roll right into number three. 6,074 downloads in 2017. It's episode 192, so a recent one. Earl Parson, another Entrepreneur Architect series. It looks like you guys like the Entrepreneur Architect series episodes. So two of the five are episodes from the Entrepreneur Architect series. And this one, episode 192, is with my friend Earl Parson. Super interesting guy, super interesting show. This time Earl was talking about, Earl owns Earl Parson Architecture in Los Angeles, California, and he's building a compound of Quonset houses in the Arizona desert. This is awesome. He's documenting his progress on his website, clevermoderns.com. You can also check out parsonarchitecture.com for his architecture firm. Clever Moderns is a second business. It's an online venture where Earl is working with the community of people who want to design and build their own homes, DIY homeowners, right? So people who want to design and build their own houses, right? So Earl has encouraged and cultivated this community of these people who want to design and build their own homes, and he's coaching them through it. He's developing a series of free plans and working with homeowners as a coach, and he's offering a premium architectural service. So when these people come to him and they download the plans, he can work with them as an architect on premium services. It's awesome. It is great to watch Earl progress. He's a longtime friend of mine. He's been a member of the Entree Architect Academy from the very beginning, and he's also now one of the 9 facilitators at the Entree Architect Academy Small Group Masterminds, where he leads a small group of architects from around the world at weekly mastermind meetings, which is a video conference session every week. That's what Entree Architect Small Group Masterminds are. It's a group of architects, about 10 members or so, meet every week to discuss business, talk about leadership, talk about life, talk about being a small firm architect. They bond, they become a family, they support one another, and each group has a volunteer member facilitator, and Earl is one of those facilitators. Super, super interesting guy. I love having him as part of the academy. I really enjoy watching his progress with Clever Moderns. And you can connect with Earl over at clevermoderns.com. I highly recommend that you go check him out. Sign up for his newsletter, and you'll get everything you want to know about as he builds. You can follow along as he builds the compound. That's what he calls it, the compound. I love it. So episode 192 is the third most popular episode of 2017. Let's get into the next episode. So number two is interesting. Number two, the second most downloaded episode of 2017. It was a recording of an experiment I did over at the Entree Architect Facebook group. I scheduled a Facebook Live session. I called it the Entree Architect Live. And I invited my friend Alex Gore from F9 Productions to come over and hang out with me for an hour. And we just hung out and chatted on Facebook Live. We recorded it. It was live on Facebook, obviously, but then it was recorded and replayed. You could probably still find it over there at the, it was in the group, in the private group. And then we took the audio and we replayed the audio as episode 190. And obviously you liked it. It was number two, episode 190, 6,349 downloads in 2017. It was a great session. I'm an admirer of Alex and his partner, Lance Psycho. They have a great firm over there, F9 Productions. They're based in Longmont, Colorado. Alex, when we talked about on the Entree Architect Live, he's an author. He's written the book, The Creativity Code. Highly recommend it. Go check that out, The Creativity Code. And he's also the co-host with Lance Psycho of the Inside the Firm podcast. Alex and Lance, they have a super interesting story. They're building a successful architecture firm and a development company. And on the podcast, they basically have their office meeting once a week that Lance and Alex sit down and they talk about what's happening inside their architecture firm. It's like they're having a partner meeting and you're just listening in. And they do a bunch of different segments, but it is super interesting. Highly recommend it. And episode 190 was an audio recording that I had with Alex on Entree Architect Live. It's the second most popular episode in 2017. The podcast for Inside the Firm, insidethefirmpodcast.com. Go subscribe. Along with ArcaSpeak, who are buddies of mine as well, those two episodes, Inside the Firm podcast and ArcaSpeak podcast, the two top architecture podcasts in the world. Down, flat out, no doubt. Talking about architecture and the profession of architecture, Inside the Firm, ArcaSpeak, nobody beats them. So go subscribe to both of them. Big fan right here of both of those shows on my top list. It's two of the podcasts that I don't miss every week. You know, I listen to about 10 different shows every week that I don't miss. Inside the Firm, ArcaSpeak, two that I do not miss. So episode 190, the Entree Architect live session with Alex Gore of F9 Productions. That was your number two top episode of 2017 here at the Entree Architect podcast. So who's number one, right? That's what I want to know, right? So which episode of all of the episodes, we did like 50 shows, more than 50 shows this year. Who's number one? Who's number one? Very interesting. It's very interesting who's number one. It's following up on the theme from number four up above. Declan Keefe of Place Taylor was back. This time with a friend of mine and another Entree Architect Academy Small Group Mastermind facilitator, Jim Zach of Zach DeVito Architecture and Construction. He's the facilitator over at the Mastermind number 9, specifically a design build mastermind. It's the only topic specific mastermind we have over there. That was Jim's idea. And thank you, Jim, for doing that. But number one, the number one episodes in 2017, episode 185 with 6,410 downloads. The passion, the process, and problems of running a design-build architecture firm. This was super interesting for anybody who's interested in design-build and architecture. In direct response to a member of the Entree Architect community asking me how to move from a traditional architecture firm to a design-build model, this was the result. I invited Jim Zach, a successful design-build architect and developer from San Francisco, and Declan Keefe. I asked Declan to come back, who's based in Boston here on the East Coast. I invited them to come here on the podcast and discuss among the three of us, what is it really like? What's it really like to run a design build firm, right? We all have this dream. Is it really the panacea for architects that we dream it to be? Do we really have the control that we want? Is our architecture better when we're executing it through this model, when we're building it through this model? Can we make more money as design builds, as design builders. We talk about that. They talk about, actually, I just sort of hosted the show. I was sort of the moderator for this episode. It was really Declan and Jim having a conversation, two design build architects, one from each side of the nation here, and just compared notes, talked about design build. And it turns out that there is a lot of good in design build. There's some bad, and there's some pretty ugly sides of design build, and they talk about it all. They shared everything. So they dove deep into design build. If you are considering the design build model for your firm, this is an episode that you must listen to. Obviously, there's a lot of you out there who are interested in design build. Number one, episode 185, The Passion, the Process, and the Problems of Running a Design Build Architecture Firm with Declan Keefe and Jim Zach. Super interesting episode. So that's it. There you have it. The top five episodes of 2017 here at Entree Architect Podcast. These are your top five episodes. These are downloads, so I don't decide these. These are you. These are the ones that you guys are listening to. Number five, episode 175 with Michael Kilkelly of Arc Smarter, part of the Entrepreneur Architect series, the podcast series. Number four is a best of episode. There's no number there. It's originally episode 134, so you can search for either one. There'll be links of everything on the show notes. But How to Get Started as an Architect Developer was number four. Number three, episode 192 with Earl Parson, another Entrepreneur Architect series. Episode 190, the Entree Architect Live session with Alex Gore of F9 Productions, and 185, episode 185, The Passion, the Process, and Problems of Running a Design Build Architecture Firm. Really interesting. Two of them are part of the Entrepreneur Architect series. One is a best of session. One is a one-off, unique Entree Architect Live session from Facebook, and one is a session all about the issues that we have with design build. So really interesting mix of episodes that are the top five, the most popular episodes of 2017. I suggest, if you haven't listened to them, and I would guess that most of you have probably already listened to them, they're probably worth listening to again. They're so popular, you know, obviously people like them. I would go back and listen to them again. We have all of these episodes on the show notes. You can just go to entrearchitect.com/episode200. That'll take you directly to the show notes for this episode, and we'll have links to all of these shows, and it will have links of everything that I talked about. This is episode 200, 200 episodes, and I want to thank you for coming along with me for the ride here at Entree Architect Podcast. I've learned so much from the people that I've shared this platform with. We've covered almost every topic in business. You can search for yourself. Go to entrearchitect.com/search. That's a page dedicated on the podcast just for search. It sort of looks like a Google search, but it's just for the Entree Architect site. And you can find everything that you ever wanted, both on the blog and here on the podcast, from personal productivity to planning to financial management to managing stress to meditation. We talk about everything. We've covered it all. And I am looking forward to 2018. It is going to be a powerful 2018. I have some great guests lined up for the show here, and I hope to coax some more of you to join me here as well for the Entrepreneur Architect series. And maybe we'll even freshen things up here at the podcast after 200 episodes. Maybe we'll get some new theme music. I haven't started doing that yet. I'm not promising anything. You know, you see me, what I'm doing. The reason there's no new music, no new format, is there is just not enough time. But I would love some new music as well. So maybe, who knows, you might find some a new sound coming from this podcast. If you like that idea, go to the show notes at entrearchitect.com/episode200 and let me know that you want some new music. Encourage me to put it higher on the priority list, and maybe I'll do that. Definitely subscribe at iTunes, at Stitcher, at Google Play, and everywhere you find podcasts, and join me for more Entree Architect Podcast. You can find every episode we have ever done at entrearchitect.com/podcast. You will find us there. And you can, like I said, you can search for episodes as well at entrearchitect.com/search. So episode 200, thank you for being part of Entree Architect. And thank you for joining me here every week. It is so humbling and is so satisfying. And I am so grateful for you, for being here, as being part of this community, being part of my family here as small firm architects. I thank you with everything that I have, all of my heart. This is my passion, building this platform for small firms, changing the world for small firm architects so small firm architects can then change the world. That's what I'm doing here. All I'm doing is building a platform for you so you can then grow and influence the world and change the world. So I thank you for coming along on this ride with me. And 200 episodes is inspiring to me. There's going to be 1,000 more. So don't you worry. I'm never stopping this. It's only going to get better and better and better. So thank you. Thank you for being here at Entree Architect Podcast. Hey, one last thing before you pop over to the next episode of Entree Architect Podcast. I hope you had a great holiday. Whatever you may have celebrated in this past week, the last couple of weeks, last few weeks, happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, whatever it is you are celebrating, my wishes are with you. And it's, I'm off enjoying a week for myself, celebrating Christmas with my family. If you're traveling, take me with you. Take me with you. I'll go ahead and download these top five episodes and many, many, many more. Complete show notes and a direct link to download this specific episode. It's going to have everything that we've talked about here today. We'll be at entrearchitect.com/episode200. We'll have all the links to everything that we talked about. And if you like what we're doing here, maybe you can give me a little Christmas present. Maybe you can share this link with one friend who might think this is a great episode to share because it's going to give you a sort of a synopsis, a summary of everything that we're doing here at Entree Architect. This would be a great one to share. EntreeArchitect.com/episode200. And it's easy to do.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.